This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Ellen Ratner joins us right from the top. Ellen, never a dull moment. I know I'm tired of saying that, but it is so true. And let's jump in. Thanks for joining us. Like I said, Hillary Clinton's emails. What's going on now with that?
Okay. Well, it's very interesting. A group that is well known in Washington for being pretty Republican, but reasonable. They went to court and they asked for more information on Hillary Clinton's emails and regarding Benghazi and also some of her closest aides. And they went to the United District Court in Washington. A judge who was a Obama appointee, agreed with Judicial Watch, which is the group, and basically said that the State Department had not done a very good job of looking at this and said that he wants a status update by September 22nd. He issued a 10-page judgment on this.
Wow. 10-page judgment. Crazy. All right, so it'd be interesting to see with the aides too. It's to re-rack everybody. It's the accounts again of Hillary Clinton's three aides and all that stuff. With looking into that, that 10-page judgment would be, I think, wild to see. And the
thing that's so amazing is that it's an Obama-appointed judge. It's not a conservative judge.
Wow. Boy, that's and that story now, Ellen, refresh my memory. I mean, this has been going on for how long? For years.
Well, it's certainly been going on since Benghazi, which was 9/11, but I can't remember the year now.
It's
really something that haunted her when she ran for president, and now it's haunting her again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's jump to this other thing, because we've been talking about Guam on this show, of course, and the whole threat by North Korea. What do we know about that from the D.C. perspective?
Well, what we know is that Donald Trump said today what he does, let's say what he does in Guam. He said, frankly, people who were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough. They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years, and it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries. So if anything, maybe the statement wasn't tough enough. Now, we do know that Kim Jong-un's missiles could reach Guam. By the way, I used to have a radio station there until my host retired, and I was on it for about 10 years.
Wow.
So a long time. And I've been to Guam. It's a beautiful, beautiful island, very Americanized, even though it's in the middle of the Pacific. What's fascinating about that is that when you take a look at it, we don't know what Kim Jong-un has the capacity. He may have no capacity. He may have a lot. But what is fascinating is the president says that maybe his statement wasn't tough enough.
Wow. All right. So Guam hopefully is still standing. And I remember that. I remember you talking about Guam in the past. A lot of people know Guam, but they don't know much about it. So that's interesting. And then you sent me something that talked about Cuba and the acoustic device. And it was a story that NBC talked about that apparently some American officials were spied on.
Well, it looks like not just that they were spied on, but that somehow they began to have headaches, and some of them lost their hearing. At least two people look like they've lost their hearing. Plus, it may have been a Canadian embassy worker as well from the Canadian embassy. And now the question is, was this done by the Cubans, or was this done by another country in Cuba? And that is what we don't know. And we also know, however, today that Heather Nauert at the State Department had very little to no information.
Wow. All right, we're jumping around quickly. McCain in Afghanistan. This was pretty interesting. This story from the Arizona Republican, because of course he's been making news for what's happened with his brain cancer, etc. But in the meantime, he unveiled his own strategy for the conflict in Afghanistan.
Right. What he wants to do is he wants us to win, and he said he wants to increase air support for the Afghan security forces. But he also said he wants to create an environment that brings the Taliban to the negotiating table. And he also wants to say that we should be able to go after anybody, regardless, in other words, if they are wearing an outfit from an organization that is contrary to the United States' interest, that we could go after them. Nowadays, there's a little more scrutiny to make sure that it's really an enemy, but he wants us to be able to go after it very quickly.
Yeah. Like I said, never a dull moment. Lastly, Trump saying thank you to Putin for cutting down on payroll by getting rid of the Americans from the embassy that they talked about a couple weeks ago.
The 755 of them. Well, it turns out, of course, they don't. They don't go off the payroll because a lot of them are government employees that have been there for years and will continue to be there for years. So he's not really getting rid of them. But he said he did. And what people are being critical of Donald Trump in terms of what he said about President Putin is that the President Trump has not said anything negative about President Putin since he's been president. So that is getting a lot of people in Washington all upset.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ellen, have a fabulous weekend, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
So good stuff. I mean, you know, Ellen's right talking about Guam. It's interesting, and she just jogged my memory. Years ago, I can remember her telling me about Guam and her place in Guam and whatnot. And she's right. It's very Americanized, very Americanized. So what happens with Guam, you know, we're in this flux situation that I've been talking about all week long on this radio show that is it going to be fire and fury? Is it going to be this diplomacy Rex Tillerson is talking about? What's it going to take? Real honestly, what's it going to take to avoid a war? How about that? You know, we're looking at it from the perspective of the fuse is lit, but what is it to do the opposite of it? And really, if that's possible, of course, that's always the best recourse. But it seems like this has been brewing for so long, let's face it, in North Korea. And the son is worse than the father. And that's part of the problem, because he's more than a saber rattler. He could actually be the one that moves the needle in getting closer to creating some kind of a situation where we really, honest to God, could come close to a war situation. Now, who wins that? We'll king them all day long, but certainly innocent people would be killed, and that's not the best solution for the innocent North Korean people. But it just seems as though this pot is boiling over, and sometimes when the pot boils over, you can't stop it. You just got to wipe it up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to zig and zag in a few other different directions. What's really buzzing across the land in your backyard and mine, and why do you care? We're talking about it on the flip side.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
To the 80s with a little Madonna, but we're heading into a new century when it comes to high tech. It's interesting. This is something that is buzzing across the land, and what is the fact that you have Uber's first employee stepping down. So Travis Kalanick stepped down as the chief executive of what was a popular, still is, a popular service, Uber. It's just a verb. Are you Ubering? I never hear I'm getting a cab anymore, ever. There are cabs and people take them, but Uber has definitely eaten a chunk of the market. So what's happened is they sent out an email to talk about a couple of things. They talked about the first employee, Ryan Graves, that the guy who was the first employee who is leaving the job. And I wonder why that is, because Uber is under fire. He's not saying that, but I think part of it is that it's gotten so much attention for some of what's happened at Uber. And that's why, you know, the Uber founder had to step down when he was pressurized. So now you've got this first employee who's leaving, and he sent out an email, and he said he was stepping down as a senior VP of global ops to focus on his role as board director. So, okay. he's staying on to select a replacement. Who that replacement is, in the world of business, just like in any other business, if you own a small business and you're listening to me and it kind of blossomed, when you make changes, especially if you're Uber, get it, popular, it can be very difficult. And this, you know, honestly, the whole idea of the Uber rides, which has been almost 8 years, hard to believe, is incredible. It has really changed the landscape. And so because of Uber problems and because of the competition, I think, like I said, business, small, big, medium, large, whatever you want to say, when you've got these problems, you have to fix the shark's circle. And the sharks are circling. So the next CEO has more problems than worrying about a shift in the first employee to concentrate on something else. And what happens in the future, what they have to figure out is it's got a $60 billion valuation, but it hasn't turned any profit. And that shows you the importance of strong leaders, because it doesn't have any senior leadership. And they're burning through cash at a massive rate. Then there's, of course, legal battles. Legal battles that are costing a lot of money. And where do they end up? Can they make a clean break with their past? Profitability is, you know, the secret of Uber is that around 50% of the cost of every ride you take is subsidized by Uber itself. So it uses some of the stockpile of cash it has from venture capital investors. So time is the enemy. And then, of course, what about Uber drivers who want to make more money and they're getting more organized? So wouldn't it be interesting if you had a company like this that still seems to be, as I said, it's a verb. People are still taking Uber. They're not thinking about, oh, the first employee's doing this, or the CEO resigned, or there's all these different problems. They just know they can get the rides and they can rely on it. Would it be interesting if a company with a valuation that high not making a profit went under? Which goes again to people not understanding business, which then goes again to people not understanding why leadership, sometimes why strong leadership is so, so important. And there's a great example of it. A great example of it. I don't know, you tell me, is this offensive? If you went into Walmart and you saw a school themed gun display, would you be outraged? Would you complain? Would you demand that they take it down? What happened was, I think they just weren't, I don't know, I can't answer for them. But here's what the display, because this is radio, looked like. Picture this. You walk into Walmart, the doors spread open, you walk in, and you see Own the School Year Like a Hero. And Own the School Year Like a Hero has all these guns underneath it. It's just a glass display of guns with a sign that reads above, Own the School Year Like a Hero. So here's the thing. I know exactly what happened. The sign just happened to be placed over the guns. Walmart is not saying get guns and that then you'll be the hero. I think it's just a weird display scenario that they didn't, it just goes to show you, they just didn't see it. That's their catchphrase. It's their back to school campaign, but it has nothing to do with the guns. I think it has to do with poor placement, but really poor placement. I mean, if that's not a tweet, an Instagram, a shot on anyone's camera phone, I don't know what is. Because, of course, what Walmart said is, what's seen in the photograph would never be acceptable in our stores. We regret the situation and are looking into how it could have happened. Duh. Here's how it happened, Walmart. One of your people was fixing the display, put the sign up, didn't think about it, and there are the guns right underneath it. Communication. Who's in charge of that particular store? And who didn't pay attention to where the sign was placed? That's the key thing. Because it's an accident. But like I said, we live in the world of access, baby. Camera phones. Every single one of us is walking around with our mini phone and our mini computer where we immediately can hit up any kind of social media. So that's going to spread like wildfire. I mean, it's going to spread. There's no question about it. All right, speaking of fretting and spreading, Hurricane Franklin, I talked about that. Boats removed from the Gulf of Mexico on Wednesday night, because that's what had to happen. It was the craziest thing to see. We're just put on the coastal road in a very popular city, one I've been to, Veracruz. And Franklin was the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. Did you know that? Smashing into Veracruz City as a Cat 1. So it definitely soaked the area. They're worried about mudslides and whatnot. So it was smart to move the boats, but it's very strange to see the picture of the boats just sitting there on the, you know, alongside of the water, basically on the street. But if they weren't sitting there, they'd be gone. They'd be sunk. No way. I mean, no way could they have held off with the kind of winds that they were talking about. So Franklin really, really packed a punch. Big time. China has decided to make a statement about North Korea. And I said that this segment was about what affects you and I in our backyard. And, of course, what happens in North Korea will have some sort of an effect on us. But if North Korea launches an attack that threatens the United States, like we were talking about in the beginning with Ellen Ratner, then China would do what? If the United States attacks first and tries to overthrow the government, China would jump in. And the rhetoric is getting, of course, heavier and heavier. China is North Korea's most important ally and trading partner. So they're trying to manipulate around it. China says it's going to respond rather with a firm hand if something happens with North Korea and they start launching the missiles. And of course, the Chinese have worried about any conflict on the peninsula or a repeat of the Korean War. Can you imagine? Stay with us.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And Bill O'Reilly. That's all coming up in this segment of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a great week. And if you're not, guess what? The week's almost over. That's the big secret, right? Time is an illusion. Isn't that what Einstein said? Yeah. But we do feel the shift of time. And if it's a bad week, you just shift to another week. That's it. Boom. And it's tough to move there in your mind unless you have that alternate reality going on. Susan Rice says there's an alternate reality. Remember Susan Rice? She warns against hot rhetoric is what she's calling it. And I happened to catch this interview. The former National Secretary a security advisor, rather, was talking about, of course, Donald Trump's fire and fury. She was on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. She said a preemptive war, if one were actually thinking of executing, that would be catastrophic. She said hot rhetoric coming from Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could move the nations closer to war. Well, duh, we already know that. We already know that whenever somebody calls, especially two men call each other out, there's a chance as they dance around that so-called hot rhetoric could explode. She says the core of what President Trump said, discounting for the rhetoric, was if North Korea were to attack the United States and obviously Guam as part of the U.S., we would respond with the full force of our capabilities. And she said, duh, that's common sense. That's deterrence, and that's the appropriate approach. She's saying the fire and fury comment is over the top. And Trump said his previous fire and fury remark was probably not tough enough. And she says North Korea always reacts to outside pressure with vitriol and warned that the president shouldn't respond to Kim's heated rhetoric in kind. She obviously has never spent any time around President Trump. And she has no sway. She's just a talking head who was in the government and is reacting to it. And, of course, what she's saying is what a lot of people are saying, that there's mixed messages, that there's rhetoric coming, or hot rhetoric, coming from both sides. But the bottom line is North Korea continues to test missiles and continues to do what it's doing. Eventually, it has to be slapped down, whether we like it or not, in some form. And sanctions don't seem to be doing anything. I think the sanctions will, but does Kim Jong-un decide, screw it, I'm gonna come back and hit hard? And if he does hit hard, they can't possibly do the damage that we could do. Can't possibly. So that would be it. We could flatten North Korea, but unfortunately, that means what I just said, the loss of a lot of innocent humans in between all of that. We may see the eclipse, and in fact, we probably will, before anything definitive happens with North Korea. And, of course, everybody has the day marked down. It's August 21st. The moon's shadow blocks the sun from view in a total solar eclipse. It's such a rarity. If you don't see it, that's it. Because none of us are going to be living at this point, no matter how old you are, over 200 years. If you're in the U.S., you're going to want to look up, and every astronomer in the country will tell you to enjoy the opportunity. And you've heard there's no risk to your health due to simply being outside during an eclipse. But you can't really, or you shouldn't really, honestly, look into the sun with your naked eye. Because where, you know, if you're in the path of totality where it's over, the sun is completely covered by the moon, go for it. During those 2 minutes or less when the sun is completely covered, you know, okay. But otherwise, it's not just uncomfortable, and I've asked a couple of people about this, it's dangerous. So when we say it's dangerous, your eyeballs, to be blunt, are not going to fall out, but it can cause damage to your retinas, which is the light-sensitive part of your eye. That would be no fun. So when you look directly at the sun, it's so great that it can cook, you know, the light is so great on the retina, it can cook it. And that would be permanent reduction in vision and could even lead to blindness, which is very extreme. But any problems with your retina, are you kidding? Why risk that? So the threat is real of making sure you get these eclipse glasses. Something. Your favorite sunglasses, whatever. Something. You need, well, they say, really, you need eclipse glasses. They're cheap and they're available. Even libraries are providing them. So that old cardboard eclipse thing we used to do, forget that. Just run down to the library. And a lot of the libraries have them. Can I have your eclipse glasses, please? Can I use those glasses? And what they do say is that, you know, you should be careful how off, you know, how how you look into the sun anyway. And the eclipse glasses can be worn over regular eyeglasses. Now, see, this is creating the buzz in the land. Are you going to an eclipse party? Do you have the total eclipse in your path? Some of you listening do. Do you care about the eclipse? Would you just completely ignore it? You know, I really hope you don't ignore it. And the reason is because this is, I'm not pushing science. And the eclipse, although I think it's really cool. And for me, I absolutely am going to pay attention to it. But the thing is, if you don't take advantage of it, and this is really the buzz in the land, then you might be bummed that you missed it, that you had a chance to see a rare feat that none of us will ever see in our lifetime again. And that's rare. How rare is rare? That's really rare. So I know I'm interested in seeing it. I don't know about the rest of you, but I know I'd love to get the total eclipse, to be able to see the total eclipse. Definitely. Here's something that affects some of us. Recently, when I was traveling from Florida, I saw people fidgeting with the spinners. You know, those fidget spinners? Because they're supposed to be calming and really super fun, and especially if students are struggling to focus. But there's been some crazy incidents, dangerous incidents that have happened to people. There have been a handful of choking. People that have choked with the toys, well, that would be younger kids. Two instances of battery-operated spinners catching on fire. Another where a fidget spinner melted. No deaths, thank goodness, right? A 10-year-old girl choked on part of her fidget spinner, had the piece surgically removed. So there have been some choking incidents. And, of course, what's the deal? Really young children shouldn't be using them at all. Most spinners are considered general use products and should be okay. And they say if you have an incident with a spinner, you can report it at saferproducts.gov. They're everywhere. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, the fidget spinner, it's a three-headed monster, I call it, where you just spin it in between your fingers and it flies. And because it's supposed to, the idea is it's supposed to occupy your mind and make you focus, but in some cases it's having the opposite effects, so some schools are banning it. Ah, the yin and the yang of life. My spinning isn't quite equal to your spinning, and you do it for a different reason. Hey, the person who invented the spinner, they're the happiest person on the face of the earth because it really, really took off. Whether it's some people, you know, whether some people are having some accidents with it, which is very few, or not, it is popular. You see them at 7-Elevens, you see them at museums, you see them everywhere you go. Different versions of it with different names and different, you know, branding on it. Okay, this is wild. I don't know why I think this is cool, but it's the buzz in the land, and let's get away from North Korea. Everybody's on vacation in D.C., and instead of heavy, 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 let's have a little fun. So spinners could be dangerous. Watch your eyeballs when it comes to the eclipse. And what about Cheetos? I'm a big fan of the Cheeto. Big fan. So there's this restaurant in New York that is devoted to Cheetos-inspired dishes. The Spotted Cheetah, it's called. It opens to the public between August 15th and August 17th, and it's a marriage between, they say, Cheetos and celebrity chef Annie Burrell. And she's worked at a lot of high-end restaurants and had some popular cookbooks, etc. And now she says she's a longtime Cheetos fan, and she's joined forces with them. And here they're having this Cheetos restaurant. And it's a really serious. They on their menu, they have dishes that range from $8 to $22. They have Flamin' Hot and White Cheddar Mac and Cheetos. Here's my question. will this restaurant take off in New York? Will it be a popular restaurant or a fad? Cheeto grilled cheese and tomato soup? Sounds good to me. See you in a few.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes I feel like I just wanna go back to my old ways. You're telling me I'm silly, it's no fun. In the old days, I'm such a romantic. I never remember how things really happen. I guess you're attractive or something. Live in the moment, that's what they tell me. But whatever happened to when you would hold me and hold me and hold me.
Tail end of this hour of America tonight. And we've talked about a few things, including the eclipse. I got a bunch of emails on that. Got one from Sam, and we've got an email bag coming up in our next hour. But Sam says, Kate, honestly, what if you forgot the glasses, which I could see with you? You're busy, right? Just like me. What if you certainly aren't crafty and know how to make one of these eclipse boxes? Be honest. Would you look into the? Would you look up and look at the eclipse? Well, now that everybody and their brother has scared me to death for my retinas will catch on fire, I'll just get the cheap glasses. I mean, it's easy peasy, right, to go to the library and do that. So, no, I would, especially for many of you in the path, why not be able to look at it and enjoy it? And it's happening during the day. It's not at a weird hour. So, no. Just just go and do that. We can all be lazy or procrastinate or be overwhelmed or whatever, but if you really want to see it, then put the effort into driving to the book depository. Yeah, remember those libraries? And getting the glasses. Just get the glasses. All right, Bill O'Reilly, I want to give you the payoff on that. I said I was going to mention Bill O'Reilly. He's going to make an appearance. We have not heard from Bill O'Reilly in a long time. A few quotes here and there. But he's actually going to go on the tube. Forever and a day, he was the king of cable news. And he was all about Fox. But everything changed at Fox in the past year. And he is going to sit down with Michael Smirkanish and do an interview. It's the first one that he's done in a long time. I mean, you know, 5 months ago, you would never have even thought of this. So 21 years at Fox is a long time. It's a long, 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 long time. And he's in his career, he was massively critical of MSNBC and CNN, etc. But, of course, for them, why wouldn't they want to get the interview in for O'Reilly? Who cares now at this point? He does have a web show. It's called the No-Spin News, since he was fired from Fox in April. But because of these lawsuits, these settlements, I guess they paid multiple women who accused him of sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior a ton of money. He's denied all the allegations against him. So I would imagine that some of this is going to be about that. About what happened or his thoughts, or it would have to be. I don't see how he could avoid that. And you would also have to believe that Fox is somewhat unraveling. Whatever's happening in management, there could be more changes in management because of what's happened on the air and around some of the other people on the air. Just think a year and a half ago, this just wouldn't even seem possible, would it? Because they were so, so bloody dominant. I mean, you couldn't touch them. You'd look at their ratings and everybody else's ratings, and they weren't really that close. They really weren't. Here's what's interesting. I've talked about Facebook the other day and some of the things that are happening on Facebook, and I was just reading a story that somebody sent me about Facebook, and Facebook is saying that they're thinking that they might have to delete embarrassing posts. So they're talking about, in the UK, allowing individuals to ask for permission posted on social media during childhood, whatever's there, to be deleted. So they would delete the posts, and there would just be some narrow exemptions. In certain circumstances, they would allow users to request a media platform remove all of their posts. And they said the government said its goal was to give people more control over their own data, so it would require companies to get explicit consent from the users before collecting their info. For example, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, if you think about it, if you grew up in the Facebook era and you're 13, 14, 15, who knows what you're posting, and then it's going to be obviously incredibly different from even deeper into your 20s, and now that so many people, when they check you out for jobs, they do this massive research on what your social media looks like and what people are responding to and what you're deciding is the best thing to post. So I can completely understand that, and I could completely understand wanting to get rid of things because I still was at the cusp of, well, I was on the cusp of all this technology, but I could still be just a regular teenager, and people would have to have regular photographs of me. There is no digital footprint from way back then unless it's something that I put on. If it's something I put on from childhood, hey, throwback, whatever. But I would own that. You know, I post what I think is worthy of posting. So, it's pretty interesting that you could have the chance to blast some of your Facebook bad decisions and not have it hang in the balance where somebody could judge what you have on Facebook from, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it might be, because it could take you out of contention for something maybe you really, really want. And I think that that would be a requirement in some of these jobs where they would hunt for you through social media to see your likes, your dislikes, and what you think is worthy of posting. I'm just glad. I bet some of you are. I'm just glad that we didn't have to deal with social media when I was a kid. Oh, then can you imagine, too? Whatever picture somebody posts, you're constantly looking at your social media, especially as a kid, to see what's being said. It's only natural because it's so such a big platform where everybody can see in your school, etc., outside of your school. So what a difference. I bet you in Guam, with all this hyperbole that's going on and all this hot rhetoric, they're not thinking about social media and what's happening with Guam. They might be reading some of the social media, but that's it. They're paying attention to other signs, I would say, as well. Right? I think for sure. The Pope is speaking out. But the Pope is not speaking out so far. He hasn't said anything about North Korea. The recent shenanigans with North Korea. But Pope Francis, to the people in Belgium, is saying, stop offering euthanasia. That's something that's been talked about a lot in this country, of giving people the right to die a quality death if they want to. And in May, the Brothers of Charity group announced it would allow doctors to perform euthanasia at 15 psychiatric hospitals in Belgium. Only two countries do that, along with the Netherlands. Doctors are legally allowed to kill people with mental health problems at their request. To qualify, people must be in a state of unbearable suffering, and at least three doctors, including one psychiatrist, has to be consulted. But it would only be performed if there were no reasonable treatment alternatives. The Vatican says that the Pope had asked the Belgians not to do this. The Catholic Church, of course, opposing euthanasia. Ooh, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that debate here in the United States? Would you be for that? Against it? How do you feel? Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of ATN.
Toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.